Preparation for the lesson from the writings of Bala Sulam, letter 57. In fact, anything small or large is attained only through prayer. And we work on toil only to discover our lack of strength and our lowness, that we are worthy of nothing on our own. Only then can we pray an honest prayer to Him. We cannot simply declare that we are not worthy of anything and therefore should not trouble ourselves with toil. There is a true rule in nature that there is none wiser than he who is experienced, and without trying to do what we can, we cannot achieve true lowness in the required measure. Therefore, we must toil in purification and holiness, as our sages say, whatsoever thy hand attaineth to do, by the strength that do. Understand this, for it is most profound. I have not revealed that truth to you in order to weaken your heart, and you must not give up on mercy. Although you cannot yet see a thing, when the work is done, then is the time for prayer. And until that point, believe in our sages who said, you told but haven't found, do not believe. And when the work is done, your prayer will be complete, and the Lord will respond generously, as our sages said, you labored and found, believe. Before this, you are not worthy of the prayer, and the Lord hears only the prayer.
This is how it's arranged, that the upper force, the good that does good, is above in the hands of the Creator. And the man who needs which similarity, adhesion, quality of form with the Creator, he only needs to show a desire for it. And his correction, his ascent, depends entirely on the upper force. So, turns out that there is a negative force below and a positive force above, and a man in the middle, in order to determine whether he wants to be with the force of the will to receive or the force of the will to bestow, that differentiates between those two forces and begins to ascertain his state. And that is called that he's connecting to the point of Adam in him. That's why our work is only in discerning what are the qualities, what are the attributes in which we find ourselves, which are arranged by the upper force in our ego, in our will to receive, in our attributes, and to see how opposite they are to the upper one, to which we wish to become similar and reach. And then, accordingly, to determine our request, aside from a demand, a request, there is nothing. It is before me as the conclusion of all my exertion. That's why I labored and I found that by laboring to discern what are the attributes in me that I received as a revelation from preparation from above, from the shattering. What are these qualities compared to the Creator? How do I know, compared to the Creator, that I yearn for bestowal in the group? That at all times I'm in the greatness and appreciation of the goal. So accordingly, when the opposite force is revealed, I begin to compare those two forces. I don't compare myself to other values. I'm not drawn to other values, but I always increase the right line, and then the left line is awakened in me. And between those two lines, I determine my lack. I become similar to the right with my left. And so, he writes, when he labors in purification and everything in your power to do, you should do. And this, you will reveal how opposite you are to sanctity and bestowal. And that brings prayer. That's why everything is only acquired by the force of prayer. Inability to finish our exertion. If our lack is correct, then he merits to be treated by the light, fulfillment, adhesion with the Creator. Man arrives at fulfillment, the realization of his work by the opposite of the Creator, that he attaches to the Creator. Attaching the opposite qualities to the Creator. Therefore, we need to understand that the state of lack of prayer, if it's a true lack, there's nothing more higher than this in our work. This is the conclusion of our laboring, our correct laboring.